T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com, and you're doing shows here live on Radio Row?
We are. We are about, I guess, what, 50 feet away from you guys?
We saw Pete Briscoe earlier. I saw Pete Briscoe.
Yeah, you looked down. You saw him?
By the set. Briscoe takes a lot of heat, doesn't he?
That's his, you know, his shtick. He likes to.
Is he as angry as he appears on Twitter?
Well, it's his avatar, so yes, he probably is as angry as he appears. he is a very angry human being. This is his 30th Super Bowl, and he's complained probably for the last 15 of them. I was just at the Pro Bowl with him, and we actually drove back and forth from South Florida to Orlando. That was a fun experience.
How was that?
It was, you know, a lot of complaining on one side.
No music.
No, just a lot. just one-sided, this stinks, bleep this. Look at how slow that guy's going.
No music is great, though. Why do you have the radio on?
Huh?
Yeah, no music.
No, we can't. We have to talk.
If we're driving, we're driving. Jamie Eisenberg, so he comes down with us during football season, and we give him fantasy football questions, and he decides this or that, this person or that person.
Do we really talk fantasy football?
Very little. We usually talk other nonsense, so I've made some stuff for you here for people that might be listening, and they're in Miami for the first time, and they want to know, should I get this or that? So you're going to be the expert on all things Miami, okay?
Gotcha. I got to tell you, we do a national show. I'm known around the world. Around the world. Everybody always that come up to me in South Florida, they say, I heard you on the Hockman and Crowder show.
Right, and probably, why do you keep going on?
And then they say, do you ever talk fantasy football on the fantasy segment?
Is there?
I had to start telling people to tweet you. Hey, man, you had Jamie on, but y'all were talking about hot dogs. It's man, tweet him, man. Just tweet him. He'll tweet you back.
Push a T.
How about someone getting in their car and they're like, yeah, we just got into South Florida. I'm so excited about the Super Bowl. Let me find the sports radio station. And they hear Crowder. There's no context. You know, we listen to you for fantasy advice, but you're always talking about hot dogs. Huh?
What
station did I get here?
And then you get the one phone call that you allow, and it's always Lucky the Bookie. he gets his stick in, and then it's
Is there anything fantasy to talk about, by the way? I mean,
there's DFS. You know,
DFS daily fantasy.
On FanDuel or DraftKings. And the interesting thing, we talked quarterbacks today. The price difference on FanDuel between Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy Garoppolo is like $2,000. Makes no sense. On DraftKings, there's a bigger disparity.
So who do you think got it right?
I think it depends on what you're looking for, because if you think the game's going to be lopsided in Kansas City's favor and the 49ers are chasing points, you want to have Garoppolo because not a lot of people are going to play him. You know, so that's kind of the way that you want to go about it.
And the doubt, that's one of the – I think the biggest narrative is, can Jimmy G keep up with Kansas City's offense? Do you doubt Jimmy G like – pretty much the world does right now going into this game?
I don't think we've seen him put in that scenario this year. You know, we saw it in his first stint with the 49ers at the end of the 2017 season. We saw it in the 3 games in the 2018 season. They haven't really been tested this year. We know where they're down by 2 scores, and he's having to throw to bring them back. I love Deebo Samuel. I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. Emmanuel Sanders, this is his last chance going into a contract year, free agent this offseason. Obviously, George Kittle's a stud whenever they throw him the ball. They have the weapons, and I think the backs can catch the ball in the backfield. So I would actually like to see it just from a analyst standpoint. I'd like to see them down, Garoppolo ball in his hands, having to make some plays. Now, 49ers fans don't want to see that. They want to see 8 passes and the run game dominating things. But I think he is capable of doing it, yes. I think if he's put in that scenario against this Chiefs defense, he could put up some numbers.
What about Mostert?
He's been awesome. You know, and I think one thing we're going to see is what Tevin Coleman's health is will determine how much work he gets. We had Jerome Bettis on our show today, and he said if you gave any of those guys, whether it's Coleman, Mostert, Matt Breida, 20-plus carries, you'd probably see big numbers from either one of them. They're all talented kids. Jeff Wilson as well, you know, another running back that could put up some numbers. But Mostert got the only opportunity so far that we've seen.
Coleman
the week before. Yeah.
You want to hear Crowder's Jerome Bettis story since you had him on today?
No, Jeff? Let me ask one more, because we're talking about the 49ers offense, Jamie. The Kansas City Chiefs offense is the offense we should be talking about. Travis Kelce went crazy in the first playoff game. Last week he didn't do much.
Didn't do much.
Like, what do you think? Which weapon do you see Patrick Mahomes taking advantage of the most on Sunday?
I think Damian Williams actually out of the backfield. You know, as we've seen
crazy.
With this type of defense.
It's so crazy.
It is amazing. You know, you're talking about obviously with his time with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He couldn't stay healthy. You know, that was a
but, I mean, it was part. Constant with him. It was like, oh, he's not on the team anymore. And then the next week, oh, he's back on the team. Yeah. And it was like you could – and now, I mean, he's a stud.
But Adam Gase could have been kicking him in his sleep.
That's true.
But he could have stomped his hamstring.
If you go back to the Ajayi trade, it was Drake and Williams for the first couple of weeks, and then Williams had a shoulder injury, and he was done. But I think Mahomes dumping the ball off to Damian Williams, anytime you get a pass rush, ball out quick. And so, you know, they'll take shots to Tyreek Hill. We had Stephon Diggs on our show today as well, and he got shut down by both these secondaries. But the 49ers defense is just so good. You know, Sherman and company in the secondary and Bosa and those guys up front, they're going to make things tough on Mahomes. But that is definitely the narrative, Channing. It's the Chiefs offense, the 49ers defense. Both other sides of the ball aren't getting a lot of respect, and I think that Chiefs defense has really stepped up, and obviously the 49ers offense is pretty good as well.
Jamie Eisenberg, he is the fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. Tell me your Jerome Bettis story.
Okay, so I was real cool with Porter. When Porter was down here, we got cool, and I'm still cool with Porter. And Porter had a big charity event out in Bakersfield, California, where all the Pittsburgh Steelers came, and Troy was there, and all, you know, James Harris and all those famous Steelers were there, and he brought a bunch of Dolphins players too when he came down here. So I was drunk. Let's be honest.
It's hard to believe.
I wasn't in my right mind, so it was the first time I ever met Jerome.
Suspend reality for this segment.
So it's the first time I ever met him, Jamie. So I walk up, and we're walking up to the tee box, and we're behind him, so we kind of caught up. So we go to walk up to meet him, and the Hennessy told me to joke with him. So I walk up, and I was like, man, Bus, what's going on? Damn, bro, you're a double-decker. And everybody started to laugh around us. You know, it was four.
But you never met him before.
Never met him before in life. It was eight guys standing there. Seven guys started laughing. And Bus looked me straight in the eyes with a dead face. And didn't giggle, didn't push me or nothing. And I thought I saw him today. I thought he was going to slap me.
He was
sitting right there.
Still
I was like, don't bring attention to us. Actually, he gave me dap outside.
It did.
Yeah, people were around.
I'm sure you were very polite and didn't say anything to bring it up.
I never egg things on. Right? I try to. I never goad anyone into.
Who is this?
I haven't seen you in a while. I didn't realize you got the word instigate tattooed on your forehead.
You should.
I was thinking Thug Life on the chest or instigate on the forehead. I went instigate. Jamie Eisenberg. So he's the fantasy football guru. You're going to be doing your show all week here?
All week.
So CBS Sports HQ, you can find it on your smart TV and whatnot. And you
Roku,
can watch
yep,
Jamie. So here you go. These are items for people that are in Miami, maybe South Florida for the first time. They've just landed. They're getting ready for Super Bowl. They don't know where to go, what to do. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Empanadas or croquetas?
You've asked me this one numerous times.
And?
Empanadas.
Empanadas. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody would agree with that, right?
I would disagree.
Really?
I would go croquetas.
Huh? Really?
I love empanadas, but croquetas are more Miami.
Okay. Beef empanadas or chicken empanadas?
Yes.
Well, you got to choose one. You're the fantasy guy.
I'll go beef.
Versailles or La Carreta?
Is it Versailles or Versailles?
It's Versailles. It's either Versailles or Versailles, but every Cuban that I've spoken to down here says it is Versailles. You're not in France, so it's Versailles.
Let's go Versailles.
All right, Versailles. Bistec empanizado or ropa vieja?
Ropa vieja.
Oh, ropa vieja. You like that.
What does that translate to?
Ropa vieja, like old clothes.
Old clothes.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, man.
Prime 112 or Prime Italian?
Prime 112.
Prime 112. Okay. Really Joe Stone Crab, Miami Beach, or Billy Stone Crab in Hollywood?
Joe Stone Crab. I'll tell you a funny story. We were in Vegas. We just had the fantasy sports and gaming convention. And so one of my coworkers was out there and made a reservation for our group to go to Joe Stone Crab. Like, why would you go to Vegas to make a reservation for Joe Stone Crab?
In the desert, obviously.
And of course, you know, why would you go to a landlocked state and get, you know, seafood? Makes a lot of sense. But he said, you can't get a reservation here, so take advantage of it while you can and have a, you know, planned situation. So it actually
did
made
you
a
have Stone
sense.
Crab there?
I didn't go, but
snooty South Beach guy.
That's right.
Only go where it's the best. Joe's.
Billy Stone Crab doesn't have air conditioning.
Billy's is a weird vibe at times.
It's different.
But it's good, though.
It's the doors are 6 feet tall. I bump my head. When I walk in Billy's bathroom, I have to duck to walk through the bathroom door. Come on, man.
Pitbull or Uncle Luke?
Ooh, I guess you got to go Pitbull now.
Dolly.
Jamie, you broke my heart.
But isn't Uncle Luke like feuding? He's feuding with the Canes, right? Isn't it?
Yes.
Big drama, right?
A Pitbull, man, he's like a pop star. He's Taylor Swift.
I think you have to go with Uncle Luke on that one.
I think I just went with the, you know, I was thinking the feud with the Hurricanes. So, you know, Miami, and if you're not associated with the Canes at this point, right?
I mean,
you're not a Cane, you don't understand or whatever. Y'all
but
play.
He is still a Cane, and I mean, he's more a Cane than Pitbull.
I guess I just was thinking, you know, he's upset with Miami, so that
we're
was
badgering
him. Like, stop it!
Put like pressure a, on him,
like
man.
It means the anything
again?
Anyway.
We're
like
looking
it,
at him now,
like his answer meant anything anyway. We're like, really, Jamie? I mean, are we really?
This is how I picture it on the phone. Like when I say something, you guys just dejected.
That would hurt me, Jamie.
Las Olas Boulevard or Coconut Grove?
Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove. Okay. Yeah. Dale or Que Bola?
Dale.
Dale. You agree with that, Solana?
Definitely.
Dale.
Dale.
Welcome to Miami or bienvenidos a Miami?
You got
to
go bienvenidos a Miami.
Bienvenidos a Miami. Finally, Kenny G or Pusha T?
Oh, I mean the question of all questions. It's got to be Pusha T.
Pusha T, ladies and gentlemen.
Every time.
Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. What happens after Sunday? Do you go into hibernation?
We start 2020 planning already. Our rankings will be up on the site for 2020.
Will you be on the air? Like, do you do? I'm being 100% honest.
Yeah, we podcast our Fantasy Football Today show that is seen on CBS Sports HQ goes into hibernation. So we don't do that until about we'll have some spots. So like we'll do the NFL draft. We'll do combine some stuff. But we're not really officially up and running until around training camp. But we do our podcast three times a week, so you can find that on YouTube and wherever podcasts are found.
All right.
For your job, I know it's football. Do you dabble in any other sports?
I used to. So previous life, I was a sports writer for the Palm Beach Post. Mm-hmm. So I used to love covering the Heat, and I would go down there quite a bit, even once I got the job at CBS. But you guys know, once you have kids, it's a little bit difficult.
But do you play fantasy basketball?
Oh,
you in any leagues?
I play basketball, fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball, fantasy football. But, yeah, fantasy basketball with some of our former radio hosts from down here, George Zanano, Zach Krantz is in the league.
He's not former radio host unless something happened today.
Zach still has a job.
It'd be great.
Zaz loves the league.
Zach's driving home. He's like, former radio host, you know, Zach Krantz. Huh? He's
damn
looking, he's looking at his missed calls.
I hear from Zach probably once every, 4 or 5 months, and I get a text from him while I'm walking around media night last night. I'm like, what could this be? And he's like, can you set my lineup for me, please? I'm like, come on, man.
Come on, Zach.
Some lady just put my Super Bowl credential in front of me. Did I lose that somewhere?
Are you sick?
This must be old. The tattoo's gone.
She is a hero. Jamie Eisenberg, follow it because I lost my credential. Lost my credential.
Man.
Jamie Eisenberg,
you know,
watch him on CBS Sports HQ. Yeah, you didn't make any 60s or 70s references.
He just got one off.
Jamie Eisenberg, watch him on CBS Sports HQ. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.